I'm Georgia Mampanis, and welcome to the first episode of the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast, where each month we shine the spotlight on a seller with a story to share with us. Many people start off on eBay well into adulthood, but sometimes we meet a seller who started selling on eBay long before they even reached their 20s, or in this case, long before their teens. As a boy, Chase Clifford used to go along with his grandmother to local yard sales, and it was during one of those trips that he found a little item that would wind up as his first sale on eBay. From that moment, he was on his way to building a business. Welcome, Chase Clifford.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. First time in California here. So.
Is it? Yes. Well, okay, I was going to say me too, but I'm lying. I would say my third time in California, third time at the campus, which is where we're at today. We're at the San Jose headquarters. How do you like it so far?
It's been great. Yeah, I got to talk to a lot of great people, meet a lot of cool sellers, and I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, okay, good. So you have a few more days of fun, packed activities, including this one. So let's jump right in. So your store, Chase After the Right Price, as well as your social handles for anyone tuning in and want to creep you after this.
Shout out.
Perfect. So tell us about your business. What do you sell and when did you start selling?
I've been selling for about 20 years on eBay. That puts me at 8 years old when I started through my mom's account.
Okay, and, I was going to say.
Yeah. Primarily today, I sell video games as the main thing, but I also do sports cards and collectibles and things like that.
You started at 8. You're on YouTube sharing your hauls. Like, what is your earliest time you can remember going to a garage sale? And how was that experience for you?
I went to garage sales a lot with my grandmother, who we call Granny. And she is a legend. She's one of my favorite people and have a lot of memories, a lot of great finds. But one that I kind of remember well is going to a garage sale and seeing a Game Boy Pocket on the table, and it was actually factory sealed, which even me as an 8-year-old kid knew that was something pretty special and rare to find old equipment still sealed. I picked it up for $1, and I think I put it at auction and got like $250, but that find stuck with me and blew my mind at the opportunity and potential that there is at garage sales and just really anywhere to source items.
So can you just tell me what a Game Boy Pocket is?
So Nintendo makes Game Boys. They started with the original Game Boy, which is commonly referred to as the brick because it's so big. It's a handheld gaming device. Yep. And then the next iteration of that was the Game Boy Pocket because the biggest problem to solve was the size because it is handheld. So Game Boy Pocket sealed came out late 90s probably. So to find it sealed in, you know, 2005 or whatever was pretty cool.
So is that like the best find you ever got?
Oh, no, that's not the best one.
Okay, I want to hear about the best one.
All right. I've had a lot of good finds, but one that stands out, it was a game for Apple II computer from the 80s. It's called Akalabeth, World of Doom. It's from the maker of Ultima, which was the first role-playing game, RPG, kind of famous category for gaming. And I found one in a garage sale in Michigan. While these games were only sold at one small store in California, it was the high school project of the guy that created the game Ultima. This was the first game he ever made, only sold at this store. The guy that I bought from moved from California here to where I live in Michigan, sold it to me in a box, whole box of them for $20. I didn't know what it was, but I found a tweet from a French museum that said, "We're the proud owners of one of 5 of these that exist."
Oh, hey.
So I found the 6th at a garage sale in Michigan. And I ended up selling it at auction for $3,300.
That is incredible. So who did you contact after you saw that tweet? Like, who do you go to? The museum itself?
No, I didn't contact them. I used that information on the listing to, you know, generate some hype and attention. And we at least had 2 of the right people that saw it because $3,300 on a $20 investment for the whole box, it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, well, I mean, you're clearly really good at selling, but another big thing of yours is social media. You're very active on YouTube. You're very active on TikTok and Instagram. I have an Instagram and I barely use it. Like, how do you find the time? Like, what is this app? And what else are you present on? And what do you think is most important?
The one that I love the most is YouTube because that's the one that I use the most. I understand it. I get it. So we primarily make long form content about our sourcing adventures. It's kind of inspired after like American Pickers, but for video games and garage sales. That's the one that I love, and I would say the reason that I'm able to do it consistently is because I'm simply making videos about what I'm already doing. It's my business, it's my passion, so making videos comes very naturally and easy. And then with Instagram and TikTok, those are a bit more recent, and we've kind of realized in our community, we polled and said, you know, where did you find us? You know, how were you originally exposed to us? And some people say TikTok, or some people say Instagram and they haven't even seen us on YouTube. It's a different customer base. We definitely like adding those into the mix, but really it's to fuel the long form content to create fans, more people that go a little bit deeper and get to know us more on YouTube.
How important would you say social media is for a seller in general to build their brand?
I think it's huge. I don't exactly know what my brand is other than like a fun-loving Hawaiian shirt wearing chase after the right price, like whatever that is, that brand. But it's been amazing because I started out making videos for fun and just loved doing it. But it's grown to the point now where actually most of my sourcing and most of my connections come from people that I met on YouTube. My most recent two buys were like massive stores. Both that went out of business. One was a video game store, a Game Barn, that closed down in 2019. It was the contents of five game stores put into one location, 50,000 games, 2,000 consoles in a barn in a shipping container. And I made that connection because of YouTube. Somebody just told me, hey, you should check this place out. And then soon after that, I bought a hobby shop that was in business for 54 years, trains, planes, automobiles, action figures, that kind of stuff. And again, that was just a person that said, hey, go meet this guy, Ron. I think you'll like to meet him. So bought them both out and probably don't have to source for another year. So
would you say now YouTube is like your main focus because you've made those connections and you've found a lot more success on that?
Yeah, that's definitely becoming more of a focus because it has the effects of growing community and getting to know people, learning and all of that. But in addition to that, it's the sourcing side of it, which I didn't really envision that being a big part of it. But yeah, that's been awesome.
Tell me more about gaming. Why do you focus on that as, you know, your product that you sell? Like, why is it a hot commodity?
I have always loved video games. Like, I started out as a kid, you know, playing them with family, with friends, bringing us all together. So it's just been something that I know, something that I love. So it was a very organic, natural thing to start selling that, especially when I got more serious in the business. The top things that I sell are video games and sports cards. And those are the top two things that I love and collected as a kid. I always tell people that are new, wondering how to get started on eBay, sell what you love, sell what you know, sell the things that you're passionate about, because it's a lot easier to deal in those things instead of learning about something you don't know at all. And for me, that's been very beneficial to just invest in the categories that I love and grow those.
Okay. You're running your store. You are running a bunch of social media accounts. Do you even have time yourself to game? Have you like lost, you know, any like knowledge in the field?
Yeah, I would say I'm more of a reseller than a gamer. I do still game occasionally. I also have, you know, a wife and two children, two twins.
Do they play?
No, they're only 2.5. So
soon enough, though.
Will. I'll train them right. But that the 2.5 thing with two kids is takes a lot of my time as well. So gaming sometimes.
You're an expert in gaming and trading cards. If you could expand into something else, another, you know, category or you're curious about or you think would do well, what would it be?
That is a great question. There's so many amazing categories. One thing that I've always wanted to learn more about is like sneakers.
What about sneakers?
I think they correlate well as far as being functional and collectible, similar to video games. And there's amazing grail pieces, but also just kind of everyday pieces. And a ton of people are doing it. So there must be something to it as far as reselling on eBay goes. So I would love to learn more, but you know, we'll see if I get there in my career.
Is there any tools that you use specifically, whether on eBay or out of eBay, to like learn more about these things or to figure out how they're being priced or how they're selling?
I love using the Terapeak eBay tool for sales data and, you know, getting a lot of information on particular items. But as far as just learning about items and different niches and things, the emphasis on community in my business and to me has been very, very important and valuable. I actually have a reselling Discord group with people that, you know, come over from YouTube. They're reselling themselves and want to learn and grow. So that's been a great way that I've learned a bunch about just random new things, pocket knives, you know, marbles, different collectibles like trains we've been selling more of. Just having people that are experts in different areas and just learning as much as you possibly can. That's been very valuable for me.
What is your advice for someone thinking about starting to sell, whether like in your categories or more broad?
First thing I would highlight is mainly to sell what you know. Surround yourself with people that are already selling. Ask them as many questions as you possibly can. Be a sponge, soak it all in, but really just get started. A lot of people are just scared to deal with shipping or to deal with this or that or have a lot of excuses, but it's changed my life. It's changed the lives of a lot of people that are my friends now, and I think that it could change your life too. So just get started.
Okay. I love that. Thank you. And one more thing. If you could go back in time to when you first started out, I mean, it is 20 years ago, but try to think, and give yourself one piece of advice, what would it be?
I would say being willing to change and adapt to things that are changing in the business, in reselling. I've always been very slow to change because I get used to what I know. So when I finally actually do change, you know, 5 years later and hire, for example, Sky Guy to do the social media end of the business, and then another guy who's running the business back home, Alex, and doing shipping and kind of taking that off my plate, I've finally been willing to change and adapt to, you know, what reselling has become today. In the last 2 or 3 years, I've done a lot of those things and my business has ramped up more so in these 2 years than the prior 18. So I would just say be quick to change, be quick to do things and improve the business, and don't just get stuck with what you're already doing.
All right. I love that. I think that's going to be very, very useful for sellers tuning in. So thank you. Okay. So we did mention chase after the right price, but you did say something about a Discord. Is there any other handle or any other channels people can follow you on?
I am Chase After the Right Price basically everywhere with YouTube, Instagram, eBay. But yeah, the Discord is our private reselling community, and that can be found at CatterpieCrew.com, CatterpieCrew.com.
All right. Well, thank you. Chase Clifford's eBay store is Chase After the Right Price. You can also find his inventory on eBay by searching the user ID Chase After the Right Price. Please join us for our next episode when we'll shine the spotlight on another seller with a story to tell. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. And the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.